Okay, today's daf is Yivamos Daf Pei Vav. We're holding out the Mishnah and Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Today's daf is all about Maaser Rishon. First, we're going to talk about why it is that the Mishnah that we're about to read seems to imply that someone who's not a Levi is not allowed to have Maaser Rishon, that a person who's a Zar is not allowed to have Maaser Rishon. Generally speaking, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that someone who's not a Kohen is not allowed to have Truma. You have Misa for having Truma, Misa B'dei Shemayim for having Truma if you're not a Kohen, if you do it B'mezid. But Maaser Rishon is Mutar even for Zar. So we're going to have three explanations through Amud Aleph about why it is that there is the implication in the Mishnah that someone who's Yisrael is not allowed to have Maaser Rishon. And then on Beis, Gemara is going to talk about who in fact is allowed to have Maaser Rishon, both Min HaTorah and Midrabanan. There is a point that when Ezra was Ola Mibavel, that there was a Knas made against the Levium. So the question is, what exactly was the din before the Knas? Was it limited to Levium and that you give it only to Levium, or was there more people you're able to give it to? And what about after the Knas? Is it that you don't give it to Levium at all after the Knas? So you still give it to Levium, but you also give it to other people, and who are the other people you give it to? Do you give it to Kohanim instead of Levium? Do you give it to Aniyim instead of Levium? So that's going to be the whole daf. It's all Maaser Rishon. Let's begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Mu'resas LeKohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael as Erusin with a Kohen, or Mu'uberes MiKohen, or she's pregnant from a Kohen, or Shomeres Yavam LeKohen, she's awaiting Yibum from a Kohen, V'chein Bas Kohen LeYisrael, and similarly, if it's a Bas Kohen in any of these relationships with the Yisrael, where she's either Be'erusin with the Yisrael, or pregnant from Yisrael, or awaiting Yibum from Yisrael, Lo Tochal B'Truma, she's not allowed to eat Truma. In either direction, meaning in both of these, in all these cases, she's not allowed to eat Truma, because we assume that having these types of relationships where she's pregnant with his child, or she's awaiting Yibum, or she has Erusin with him, are Poslin V'lo Ma'achilin. It's enough to passel her from her father's Truma, but it's not enough of a relationship to Machil her in her husband's Truma. Similarly, Bas Yisrael Mu'resas Levi, if you have a Bas Yisrael that has Erusin with a Levi, or Mu'uberes Mi Levi, or is pregnant from a Levi, or Shomeres Yavam Li Levi, or is awaiting Yibum from a Levi, V'chein Bas Levi Li Yisrael. And similarly, if you have a Bas Levi with that same type of relationship with Yisrael, Lo Tochal B'Meiser, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. So that's going to be the subject of that line, is going to be the subject of the entire Amud Aleph. What do you mean she's not allowed to eat Meiser? Even a Zar is allowed to eat Meiser. Bas Levi Mu'resas LeKohen. What if the relationship has nothing to do with Bas Yisrael? We're dealing with a Bas Levi and a Kohen, or Mu'uberes MiKohen, or a Bas Levi that's pregnant from a Kohen, Shomeres Yavam LeKohen, or the reverse, but again, it's a Kohen and a Levi, V'chein Bas Kohen LeLevi, or a Bas Kohen with a Levi, still Lo Tochal B'Truma V'lo B'Meiser. She can eat neither Truma nor Meiser, even though you would think Mimanav Shech, if she's a Bas Levi LeKohen, either let her eat her husband's Truma, or let her eat her father's Meiser. No, she can't eat either one. Poslin v'lo machilin. All these relationships are enough to passel her from what her father is allowed to have, but not enough to allow her to eat what her husband is allowed to have. So, frankly, Gemara, on this second line of the Mishnah, on the second halacha of the Mishnah, of the three halachas in the Mishnah, there was the halacha of Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, there was the halacha of Bas Yisrael to a Levi, and there was the halacha of Levi-Kohen relationship. So, on that second halacha of Bas Yisrael to a Levi, the Gemara asks, V'tehei Zara, and even if she's not a Levi, even if she's just a nobody, she's someone who has no relationship to a Levi at all, still, Zara milo achla b'meiser, would a Zara not be allowed to eat Meiser? So why is it that when she's a Bas Yisrael who has Erusin with a Levi, who is Shomeres Yavam to a Levi, she's not allowed to eat Meiser? Let her be like a regular Yisraelis who's allowed to eat Meiser. So the first answer, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Hamani Rav Meir, our Mishnah must be assuming like Shittas Rav Meir, Damar, Meiser Rishon Asur Lazar. Rav Meir holds Meiser Rishon is Asur for a Zar, that any non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Meiser, any non-Levi rather is not allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. Detani, because we have a Braisa, Truma LeKohen, or Meiser Rishon LeLevi. Rameir says explicitly that while Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. And Rashi points out, what's the deal? Katani Maaser LeLevi Dumya de Truma LeKohen. We say the way Maaser goes to a Levi is the same way Truma goes to a Kohen. In that, just like by Truma, now we know obviously you have to give Maaser Rishon to Levi. The question is, who's allowed to eat it? Well, just like by Truma, not only do you have to give it to a Kohen, only a Kohen is allowed to eat it, says Rashi. So too, when Rameir says Maaser Rishon Levi, he means that just like you have to give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, only a Levi is allowed to allowed to eat it. Because otherwise, if Rameir didn't hold that and he was just telling us who to give it to, then why would he mention Truma over here, Rashi points out. Truma lemay katani nihid de meisur tzrich lelerui de liavina lelekoin krav lozer ben Azaria el truma lameli. It would make sense that Rameir would have to teach me who to give meisur rishon to, because there is a shita that we're going to see in Tanaim that holds that you give meisur rishon to Kohanim. So I understand that he has to tell me who to give meisur rishon to, but why would he have to mention who to give truma to? No, by paralleling the truma and the meisur rishon, he's equating them and he's saying that just like when you give truma to a Kohen, no one else is allowed to eat it, so too when you give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, no one else is allowed to eat it. Now Tosfos quotes that Rashi and Tosfos V'kasha, Dim Kain, Leman Nami Rabbi Akivi, Diktar Nami L'kaman, Ki Alishna. Why do we have to lock it in only according to Shitas Rabbi Meir? That could even be going like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who also says the same Lashon, that Truma L'Koy and Maaser Rishon L'Levi. V'imishim D'Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Harmin V'kula Alibid Rabbi Akiva. Meaning we don't have to, just because it's Stam Mishnah, we don't have to prefer to associate our Mishnah with Rabbi Meir over associating it with Rabbi Kiva. So Tosfos quotes a Pirush Rivan, Digarsinan Behedya Bedivra Meir, Maaser Rishon Asur Lazarim. Tosfos has a different girsa over here. The Rivan is a girsa where there's an explicit line that Rabbi Meir says that Maaser Rishon is Asur for Zarim. So if you have that, then you don't need any diyukim of equating Maaser to Truma. It just says explicitly. However, other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all say that you don't have to say this as an explicit girsa. You could just say that they had a Kabbalah in the Gemara that Rameir asked Maaser Rishon even for Zarim to eat, and that was their Kabbalah. So you can't be medayik it from the words of Rabbi Meir, but that was their Mesorah, that that's what Rameir meant over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matiro lekohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Maaser Rishon is mutter even for a kohen. Frankly, Gemara matiro mechal di kamanda asar. When you say that he holds that it's mutter for a kohen, sounds like that someone would hold that it's Aser. No, even if you hold that Maaser Rishon, even if you hold like Rav Meir, that Maaser Rishon is Aser to a Zar, it's only Aser to a Zar. A Kohen is not a Zar. Meaning, you give it to a Levi. Who's allowed to eat it? Well, most Tanaim would hold everybody's allowed to eat it. If the Levi wants to share it with you, eat as much as you want, even if you're Yisrael. But Rav Meir holds, you give it to a Levi, and a Zar is not allowed to eat it. But even Rav Meir would not say a Kohen's not allowed to eat it. He would say a Kohen is not a Zar. Ela ema nosno af l'Kohen. No, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us is that you even give it to a Kohen. Forget about who's allowed to eat it. Yeah, in a chinami, of course a Kohen's allowed to eat it. But you're even allowed to give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Now, my time is Rav Meir. What is the reason for Rav Meir? What's the basis of Rav Meir's understanding of the halacha midoraisa that Rav Meir thinks that only a Levi is allowed to, only someone who's not a Zar is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, but a Zar is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon? Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rab Mishmei de Gemara, ki es ma'aser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la'Hashem truma. So the pasuk itself links Maaser to truma. Matruma asur lezarim, af Maaser Rishon asur lezarim. So he makes a very simple equation. If truma is asur to zarim, Maaser Rishon should also be asur to zarim. How far are you going to take that equation? Truma has other halachas as well. If a person eats truma b'mezid, a zar eats truma b'mezid, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. If he eats truma b'shogeg, he's chayv to pay keren v'chomesh. You're going to say the same things about Maaser Rishon? We never say the same things about Maaser Rishon. Amakra umesu bo ki yachaluluhu v'yasav chamishiso alav. That the pasuk says when it talks about the penalty for eating truma, it says umesu bo, you're chayv misa b'dei shemayim for it, and v'yasav chamishiso alav. And when you pay it back, you have to add an extra chomesh, you have to add an extra 25% a love. So we darshan, yeah, bo velo b'meiser. The word bo is coming to exclude meiser. That's only for truma. A love velo l'meiser. The chumash is paid a love on truma, but it is not paid on meiser. So these are drashos that tell us that by meiser we don't completely equate it to truma, but Rameir says we equate it to truma enough to say that there's an iser for a zar to eat meiser. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan would respond, ma truma tovelas af meiser rishon. Nami tovel, that if truma is tovel, it makes something tevel, then Maaser Rishon should make something tevel as well. Meaning, if you're going to equate truma to Maaser Rishon to truma, so just like something that doesn't have truma taken from it is considered tevel, that which doesn't have Maaser Rishon taken from it is also considered tevel. Ukitatanya, like we learn in a brayser, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yachlo Yechayev El Al Tevel Shlo Hur Mimenu Kalikur. One might have thought, meaning this is how the Rabbanan have to do something with the pasuk that equates meiser to truma, right? They don't hold like Rav Meir that it's an iser for a zar to eat meiser. So what are they going to do with the fact that the pasuk itself links meiser to truma? So this is what they do with it: that just like if you don't take truma, the produce is still tevel. So too, if you don't take meiser, the produce is still tevel. So because like the Brisa says, that you might think that something is only tevel if you didn't take anything from it, but hurim yimenu truma gadol v'lo hurim yimenu meiser rishon v'lo meiser sheni v'afilu meiser ani minayin. How do I know that even if you took truma gadola, or even if you took meiser rishon, you just never took meiser ani? How do I know that it's still called tevel? Tamar lomar l'sucha lechol b'sharecha. Ulalanu omer v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveim. Masharecha omer l'alan meiser ani. Afsharecha omer kan meiser ani. That one of the psukim they use b'sharecha is about meiser ani, and the other is about tevel. L'sucha lechol b'sharecha is about tevel. So we see from there that even if all you're missing is your meiser ani, still it's called tevel. V'amrachmanu l'suchal. Pasuk says you're not allowed to eat b'sharecha v'imei hasam. And okay, good. But now we have that drasha. So then we're invited back to the question: why do I need the pasuk to tell me ki es maser b'nei sol asher yarim l'Hashem truma to link meiser and truma? We have an explicit pasuk to tell me that it's tevel if you don't take meiser rishon. Now v'imei hasam avamina l'lav aval misalo. Had I only had that drasha, I would say that's only to teach you. That would only be a lav, but you wouldn't be chayv misa b'nei shemayim for something that is tevel in that you've already taken truma from it, you just haven't taken ma'aser rishon from it. That's why I need both psukim. Tell me that you even chayv misa b'dei shemayim for it. Kama shemlan. That's the purpose of the pasuk. Fractosus im tamar minolid tevel ma'aser ani b'misa halo iskish l'truma. Yeah, so what are we saying? So we have a pasuk that links ma'aser rishon to truma to tell me that you chayv misa b'dei shemayim if you eat the tevel that ma'aser rishon wasn't taken from. But how do I know that Yechayv Misa if we tevel that Maaser Ani wasn't taken from? We see from the pasuk of Lo Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha that Yechayv that it is called tevel, that it is an iser to eat tevel that Maaser Ani wasn't taken from. But where do we see Yechayv Misa? The Yechayv Misa we only derive from the fact that Maaser Rishon is linked to Truma. How do we know Yechayv Misa by Maaser Ani as well? So Tosfos has two possibilities. V'yeshlomer D'Shema Ein Bo Misa. He says maybe in Echnami there is no Yechayv Misa if only Maaser Ani hasn't been taken from it. Inami kiven shein cholik mishar tevel linyan asara hu adin linyan misa. If there's no distinction between tevel and Maaser Rishon, and when it comes to the iser, so l'chara there shouldn't be a distinction between Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon, tevel of Maaser Ani and tevel of Maaser Rishon, when it comes to the onesh, that if there's a chiv misa for tevel of Maaser Rishon, there's going to be a chiv misa for tevel of Maaser Ani as well. Now, whenever it comes to the issue of tevel, we always point out Rav Yosef Englund Asfando Araisa Klal Beis has the following two discussions about tevel. He says, well, how do we understand the Isra of tevel? Why is it asir for someone to eat tevel? Is the Isra of tevel the problem with tevel that you have truma mu'urav bo? Meaning that really there's no problem with tevel per se. Tevel just means that you have truma in this mixture, or you have meiser in this mixture, you have something in this mixture that makes the mixture asir, and until you remove that truma, the whole mixture is going to be asir. But it's not really a separate shame isir called tevel. That's one chakira. And then he says, you could say the chakira in the reverse, that what's the isir of truma for a zar? Maybe the whole isir of truma for a zar, it's not a separate isir, a new isir called truma. all the produce that you take from your field starts out as tevel. It starts out as usher for everybody. Elamai, once you're mafir something as truma, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that chelek becomes mutter to kohanim, but it remains tevel for Yisrael. Meaning maybe his first side is that maybe tevel is really just an isser truma, and his second side is no, maybe truma is really just an isser tevel. It just only remains usher for the zar and remains mutter for a kohen. And his a significant part of the basis of his discussion is our sugya right here, because Rashi over here writes that when we say that truma becomes tevel, Rashi says the chiv misa of tevel that you're not mafresh truma from is learned from the isra of truma to a zar. Since tevel has truma in it that you're going to take from it, so a zar who eats it is chayiv misa because he's eaten the truma that's mixed into that tevel. That's why he's chayiv misa. Ask Tosan Rashi if the isra of tevel is because of an isra of truma lazar that's mixed in there, so a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel because a kohen's allowed to eat truma. Then there should be no isser for a kohen to eat tevel. And that's why Tosan says that the din chayiv misa by tevel is learned from a separate drasha. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Sanhedrin, that how do I know that someone who eats tevel is chayiv misa? Lo yichalu es kachi b'nei Yisrael asher yorimu la'ashem. That only that which is asidim litrum akasim medaber. And we learn chil from truma, that just like truma is misa, so too tevel is misa. But it's a separate drasha, a separate iser. So going back to Rav Yosef Engel Safek, is the fact that truma is asa to azar a brand new iser called an iser truma that is created when you are mafreshit as truma? Or maybe no. Maybe it's just a continuation of the iser tevel, that it always was tevel. Once you mafreshit as truma, it remains tevel, that the Torah asked it as tevel originally for everybody, and now the Torah was matirit for a kohen, but was not matirit for a zar. So he says, Rav Yosef Engel points out, that you could prove that the isra of truma lazar is the same isra as the isra of tevel, because the onesh of he who eats truma and he who eats tevel is the same onesh. Someone who eats tevel is misa b'dei shemayim, truma is also misa b'dei shemayim. So it sounds like it's a continuation of the same onesh. But, says Rav Yosef Engel, from Rashi, it sounds adrapa, that the isra of tevel is mikoach truma mureves bo. That is the other chakira, that the whole isra of tevel is only in the isra of the truma that's in it. And there is no separate isra of tevel. That's what Rashi's saying over here. Why is it that tevel is a problem? Because there's truma in there. And from Tosus, it sounds that Tosus chalek on Rashi and holds that the isra of tevel is not because of truma mu'uruv bo. It's a separate isra that's learned from possibly chalos kachi b'nei Yisrael. So he says, l'chora, this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosus. How do we understand the isra of tevel? Is the isra of tevel an independent isra, or is it an isra of truma mu'uruv bo? What about Tosus kasha on Rashi, that if it's only an isra of truma mu'uruv bo, we should allow the kohen to eat it as well? So he says, no, a lot of times you have things that are mutter for kohanim, but the kohanim have to be patient. They have to wait till certain events take place, like zrika, haktara. You know, there are certain things that they have to wait for the chelek avoa to happen by karbanos, and after the zrika and haktara, then the kohanim are allowed to be zochem, yishulchan gavoa. So maybe the same is true with truma. Enochinami, the whole isra of tevel is that there's truma mu'uruv bo, but truma has certain things that have to be done with it before it becomes mutter to kohanim, such as hafrasha. So you need to have hafrasha in order for it to become mutter to kohanim. And that's what they have their medayik from the lashon of the Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Trumas. The Rambam writes, v'chein asu lehem sheyachtufu trumas u'maisos. Kohen Levi aren't allowed to grab trumas u'maisos. V'afilu lishol chelkom b'fiyan asu. They're not allowed to ask for it. El notu m'kavod. It has to be given to them b'darach kavod. Sha'al shulchan ha'makom ein ochlin v'al shulchanu hein shosin. The Rambam emphasizes that the truma, the mice rishon, this isn't just some mice sheni. Truma mice rishon sal shulchan ha'makom that they're eating, which sounds like it's similar to karbanos, in that there's a process, and the kohanim have to wait till that process is done until they can eat it. Very important comment of Rav Yosef Engel about the fundamental understanding of tevel. Lishna achrina, says Gemara, mice rishon de tevel mid Rav Yosi nafka, that the Gemara originally asks it as a kasha. How can you tell me that there's tevel, that mice tevel of mice rishon is chayiv misa from a pasuk kias ma'aser b'nei Yisrael ashir mil Hashem truma? We already know it from Rav Yosi's drasha. So the Gemara answers the same as we said before. Imei yavmin alav al misa lo kamash milan. Had we only had that, we would have thought it's only alav, but you wouldn't be chayiv misa. So that's why you tell me that it's chayiv misa. Good. So b'mayu kimta k'Rav Meir. We said our mission is assuming like Rav Meir that someone who's not a kohen that eats someone's not a kohen or a levi that eats ma'aser rishon is an isser, that it's an isser for a zar. Ema seifa, but then the seifa goes on to say, bas levi mu restas the kohen, bas kohen le levi, We said that when there's a bas kohen that marries that has erusim with the Levi, she's not allowed to eat meiser rishon either. Well, wait a second. Why? She's not a zar. She's a bas kohen. Meaning, at worst, she's a bas kohen. So why should she not be allowed to eat meiser? So says Gemara, a second explanation of our whole mishnah. Amar Rav Sheshes, my ena ochelus de katani, ena nosenus rishul slitrom. When we say ena ochelus, it doesn't mean that the woman is not allowed to eat meiser rishon. Whenever we say ena ochelus in our mishnah, it means she doesn't have the right to tell other people to take chumas meiser from the meiser rishon. That's all ena ochelus means over here. Mechlal de nesuin nosenus rishus says Gemara, but that makes it sound like once she has nisuin, once a woman in Bas Yisrael has nisuin with a Levi, she can even appoint a shliach to take the trumas meiser from the meiser. Says Mara, in absolutely she can do that. Vatanya, the Brisa in fact says, "V'chaltem osa b'kol makom atem ubeischem limed al nisuah bas yisrael." So in the sense, Rishus Litrom, a nisuah bas yisrael, a girl is bas yisrael that's married fully to a Levi, absolutely can give Rishus to take trumas meiser. Atom Rishus Litrom meinu elechal. Wait, are we sure about that? That she can make a shliach to take truma, or maybe she can only eat it, but she can't make a shliach to take the truma. Amr truma. Well, if she's allowed to eat truma chamura, then for sure meiser akal. That she, meaning, for, maybe that's only telling me she could eat the truma. No, if she could eat the truma, then for sure meiser she could eat. No, what it's telling me is that the Bas Yisrael has the ability to give rishus to appoint a shliach to be torim. The Arsameach asks the kasha, why doesn't Gemara just tell me the actual din that she herself is allowed to be torim the peros, that she's able to be no senus Rishus, tell me she's allowed to take the truma. I mean, even if you're going to tell me that she's allowed to eat the meiser, still that doesn't tell me that she has bailus over it, that she's allowed to be mafrish trumas meiser from it. So tell me that din. Why do you have to tell me a din that she can make a shliach? And if you're going to say that the fact that she could take truma and be ma'aser the husband's peiros, that's a davar pashut, and you don't need a limud for it, well then you shouldn't need a limud to say that she could appoint a shliach, because whatever she can do, b'chorah, she could appoint a shliach to do as well. Is there ever something, halacha where we have a person who themselves can take the truma, can be mafresh, but can't appoint a shliach to be mafresh on their behalf? So says the Achiezer, yes, that there is a tzad to say that even though she can take truma on her husband's peros, she's not allowed to appoint a shliach to do so, because she's only allowed to take truma on the peros that she's permitted to eat, for the sake of her own eating. That's what the Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Truma. And where do we have such a parallel? You have such a din by an oreach. If someone is an oreach by a bala bayis, he's allowed to be mafresh trumas and maestros for that which he's eating, but he's not allowed to go appointing a shliach to be mafresh trumas maestros for all the bala bayis's produce. So the havamina was that the woman, the wife, would be considered like an oreach. Yeah, she's allowed to eat whatever, all of her husband's stuff, and if in order to eat it she needs to be mafresh, good, let her be mafresh also, that's totally fine. But we might have thought she can't appoint a shliach to be mafresh, because that represents a certain level of bailus. That's not just like an oreach. Kamash Mlon, she's allowed to do that as well. Marbre de Ravina, we're back in the Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom. Marbre de Ravina, Amar, a third possibility of why it is in our Mishnah that on the one end our Mishnah sounds like the Tzar is not allowed to eat Meiser, yet on the other end we said that even a Bas Kohen, Lelevi, is not allowed to eat Meiser, even though she's not a Tzar. So Marbre de Ravina, Amar, Lomar, Shein Cholkel, Le Meiser, Bebes Agronos. When we say that the Bas Kohen, who has Erusim with the Levi, is not allowed to eat Meiser, it doesn't mean she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Of course she's allowed to eat Meiser. She's not a Tzar. And our Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is assuming like Rav Meir that a Tzar is not allowed to eat Meiser. And that's why the Bas Yisrael, who has Erusim with the Levi, is not allowed to eat Meiser. She's a Tzar. But a Bas Kohen to a Levi, when we say she's not allowed to eat Meiser, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that she can't go on her own to the Beis HaGranos to collect the Meiser. That's all it means. That when you are divvying it up, when you're giving out the Meiser, the Beis HaGranos, don't give it to the Bas Kohen, who has Erusim with the Levi, to give the Meiser. Hanich Lamad Yom Rishum Yichud. I understand very well if you're going to assume that the general problem of a woman going alone to get her Truma is that it's going to be a problem of Yichud, because there aren't that many men out there. There aren't that many people out there. So that's why we don't want her going alone. So you could apply the same to a Bas Kohen collecting Meiser. El Lamad Yom Rishum Grusha. Grusha Bas Levi Milo Achla B'Meiser. But if you can say the whole issue is because of a grusha, that we're afraid that maybe she's really divorced and she's still going to be collecting, well, a grusha Bas Levi is allowed to eat Meiser even if she had Erison with a Kohen, but she's a Bas Levi. So, Ultimech, grusha Bas Kohen, Milo Achla B'Truma, says, yeah, but by the same token, a grusha Bas Kohen, why would she be yasser to have Truma if she's her father is a Kohen? El Gzerim Shum Grusha Bas Shol. Why do we not allow the grusha Bas Kohen to go get the Truma by herself? It's a Gzerim Mishum Grusha Bas Yisrael, because we're making a Gzerim that we're afraid of Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, is going to still want to, and then gets divorced, is going to want to collect Truma herself. So in order to stop that from happening, we don't even allow a Bas Kohen, who was once married to a Kohen, to go collect Truma herself. So the same is true with the Bas Levi. It's a gzeira. So frankly, Gemara Ihachi, my Yirimu Reses, Hafilu Nisuanami. Then forget about Erisin. Even if she has Nisuan, she shouldn't be allowed to go take the Meiser on her own. If you have a Bas Kohen that has Nisuan with a Levi, she also shouldn't be allowed to go collect the Meiser Rishon on her own, because you should be making, you should include her in the gzeira. Aydin Tan Reshon Mureses, Tan Nami Sefer Mureses. Says Gemara Enachinami. But once we mentioned Muresis in the Resha, we mentioned Muresis in the Sefer. Tan Rabbanan, Truma LeKohen and Meiser Rishon LeLevi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now we get to the fundamental issue. Who does Meiser Rishon go to? So Rabbi Akiva says, Truma goes to a Kohen, Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi. This is what we referenced before and told us, the exact same Lashon that Rameir used at the very top of the Amud. So we have the top connects to the bottom. Rabbi Akiva uses that exact same Lashon on the bottom of the Amud. Truma goes to a Kohen, Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, L'kohen, that Meiser Rishon goes to a Kohen. Frek the Gemara, L'kohen v'lo l'levi? Meiser Rishon goes to only a Kohen and does not go to a Levi? Ema af l'kohen. No, what he means to say is that Meiser Rishon can even go to a Kohen. Doesn't mean to a Kohen, not to a Levi. My time is Rabbi Akiva. So why? What's the svar for Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva holds that a dafka goes to a Levi. The halvim tadaber v'amarta aleihem. The pasuk that talks about Meiser Rishon starts with vel halvim tadaber v'amarta aleihem, and then it says when Bnei Yisrael takes Meiser Asher nasati lachem eitam benachlaschem, etc. And then you should take Trumas Meiser. So Meiser Rishon is all about the Levim. The Levim come shtoy krad. The pasuk is talking about a Levi. The idach. Well, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah respond to that. Rabbi Shub ben Levi. There are 24 places in Tanakh that Kohanim are actually referred to as Levim. And one of them is Kohanim Levim Bnei Tzadok, where it says explicitly, HaKohanim, HaLevim. Who are these Levim? These are Kohanim. So maybe when the Torah says that you give Meiser Rishon to Levi, it really means you give to a Kohen, because Kohanim are very often referred to as a Levi. Why? Why are Kohanim referred to as Levim? Rashi Maseches Chulim gives a couple of explanations. He says that, first of all, Kohanim were also from Shevet Levi, and even though they were chosen to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but they don't lose their status of Levim. They're Levim plus, meaning they're all from Shevet Levi, so Kohen is a Levi plus. It's not that he's now Mufka from being Levi, and is only a guy who's designated for Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Second Rashi says, Levim means a Lashon of Shimush, that the Levim are Misharis and Ozer, the Kohanim and their Avodah. So the Kohanim are also Mishamish and Masharis. It's just that they're not Mishamish and Masharis of the Kohanim, they're Mishamish and Masharis Hashem, to be Makriv Lefan of B'Migdash. So that's also Lashem Masharis. It makes sense to call them the Levim. And then others suggest a third potential reason, like Sava Kabbalah writes, that it's the Lashem of Dveikos. Levim, Levi is the Lashem of Dveikos. Yilave Ishi Eli. So the Kohanim are called Levim because of their Dveikos and their connection to Avodas Hashem. Because the Kohanim are Nilvim El Hashem, they're always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are the go-between, the Emtsayim, between Klal Yisrael, Avim Shev HaShemayim, to be our Shluchei Didan, to bring our Karbanos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe that's why they're called Levim. But three suggestions why Kohanim are called Levim. The bottom line is, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah thinks that Meiser Rishon goes to Kohanim, because Kohanim are Levim. Rabbi Akiva, Hachalom Matzasamer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, not over here. It's true, Kohanim are called Levim in a number of different places, but this isn't one of them. Because when it talks about Meiser Rishon, it says, you could eat Meiser Rishon wherever you want. Well, if it's given to Kohanim, they can't eat it wherever they want, because there are certain places Kohanim are not allowed to go. Misha yachala ochla b'kol makom. That would be limit Maisa Rishon to people who could really eat it wherever they want. Yatza Kohen shen yachala ochla b'beis hakvaros. But a Kohen can't eat it wherever he wants, because a Kohen is not allowed to go into a beis hakvaros. So by definition, a Kohen is limited in where he's allowed to eat it. So they can't be referring to Kohanim getting Maisa Rishon. The Aruch Hanor asks the Kasha, now wait a second, in Erevin, the Gemara talks about setting up an Erev Tchumen in a beis hakvaros. If you want to go beyond your Tchum Shabbos, so you have to set up Mazon Shtei Sudos at a distance from the city, and that will be now your home, and you go 2,000 amos from there. What about if you are a Kohen? Can you have an Eruv Tchumen set up for you in a beis hakvaros where the Kohen himself is not allowed to go? So you need to be, it needs to be right to eat. You need to be able to eat that Eruv Tchumen, otherwise it's a joke to call it your home. If you're not going to be able to access it, you're not going to be able to eat it. So the Gemara over there in Erev and Daf Lamed says that a Kohen can go into a beis hakvaros. Bishita Tevo Migdal, like the Chabadniks go in to visit the Rebbe. They go in a box. That if you go in a box and then it could block the Tumah, so then you could go and avoid any sort of tumah. The box will be chotzit between the person and the mace. So the beis hakvaros is considered accessible to the kohen. So ask the Aruch Hanor, then what's going on in our Gemara? We're saying the pasuk must be telling us that Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi, not to a kohen, because the pasuk says you could eat it wherever you want, and a kohen can eat it wherever he wants because he can't eat it in a beis hakvaros. What do you mean? Sure he can. He just has to go in a box and he could eat it in a beis hakvaros. As one of our chaverim said that on his wedding day, one of his shomer took him to the Rebbe, to the Rebbe's kever, and someone said to him, you know, you're a Kohen, you can still go, you can go in a box. He says, the day I go into a cemetery in a box, it's not going to be to visit the Rebbe. Whatever. Okay, but the point is a very strong kasha. The Teretz, I didn't really understand. He says, yeah, but it has to be talking about Leviim anyway, that and being Mamayi Kohanim, even though, because the Pshuta Shel Mikra is speaking about the place of Achilas Meister itself, which is that it could be eaten anywhere, and not on who's eating it, meaning it's just telling us that you could eat it Chutz L'Choma, that you could eat it anywhere, outside Yerushalayim, etc. But why would we need that Pshuta Shel Mikra? Because it's obvious, there's no din that you would have to eat it in Yerushalayim, so it must be the Pshuta, that it's teaching us something, some limitation, so therefore we use this limitation. But the kasha is much stronger than the teretz, meaning this limitation, it seems to be an invalid limitation according to the Gemara in Maseches Erevin. Okay, vayitzu in the Gemara. V'idach, so now we explained why it is that Rabbi Akiva holds that Maaser Rishon goes only to a Levi. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagree with that? V'idach, when it says that you could eat it wherever you want, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you could eat it in a beis hakvaros. It means that you could eat it outside of Yerushalayim. You don't need chomas Yerushalayim to eat the Maaser Rishon, and that you could eat it to betumas haguf as opposed to truma, where the kohen is not allowed to eat it when he's tamei. Hahi ginsa. There was a garden that was shakal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maaser Rishon mina, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would take Maaser Rishon from it. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a kohen. So Rabbi Akiva went and he closed off the entrance to that garden and only opened up a single entrance to that garden by that you had to walk through Beis HaKvaros in order to get into it. So now try to get your Maaser Rishon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, your Kohen. Now you're not going to be able to get the Maaser Rishon because you're going to have to go through Beis HaKvaros. Amra Akiva b'Tarmila v'Anachai. So a very interesting comment. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Rabbi Akiva's poor. I'm loaded. I'm rich. Like, you know, so he'll have his little feed bag or whatever it is that he's a roa, he's a shepherd for his father-in-law's sheep. So he'll keep doing that. I'm going to be fine. I'm a very wealthy man. So I'm not worried about where Rabbi Akiva's locking me off from this Maaser Rishon. We'll get back to that story. The Gemara is going to discuss what Rabbi Akiva was thinking, why he wanted so desperately for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah not to get the Maaser Rishon. At some point, we do know, though, that there was a knas that Levim were not allowed to get. That there was some sort of knas that the Levim were penalized in terms of their relationship to Maaser Rishon. I guess that's the best way to say it, because we don't yet know exactly the definition of what that knas is. Why? Why were they punished in terms of the Maaser Rishon? One opinion says they didn't go back when Ezra tried to come back. back from Babel and brought whoever came with him. So the Navi tells us it was very terrible. The people who came back were people who had nothing going for them in Babel, but people who had any life in Babel, people who weren't coming back. And the Levim didn't come back. The Levim didn't bother coming back. And the other one says, no, the reason that they made this knas on the Levim was so that Nebuch, the poor Kohanim, who are Tamei, when a Kohen is not Tamei, he's able to eat Truma. When he's Tamei, he doesn't have any land, he's doing Avodah in the basement, he doesn't have any way to make any, to get any produce, so we need him to have access to something, so we give him Maaser Rishon. That's why we made a knas on the Levim. Well, if the Levim did something wrong, I understand that you're going to make a knas on them. They did something wrong, they didn't come back, so we should punish them. But because we're just feeling bad for the Kohanim or Tameh and we're not going to be able to eat Truma, so why should we punish the Levim just because we want to be nice to the Kohanim? Now, everyone agrees that the knas was because the Levim did something wrong. They didn't come back in the days of Ezra. But here's the machlokas. Who, once they punished the Levim, where did they divert those funds to? Where did they divert the Maaser Rishon to? Mar Sava Knas al Aniyim. So the first opinion is that the Knas goes to the Aniyim, that it was given to the Aniyim. Umar Sava Kohanim Bimei Tumasan Aniyim Ninu. That Kohanim during their days of Tuma, in fact, are Aniyim, and therefore it goes to the Kohanim because when they're Tame, they can't have Truma. Other Rabbi Kiva Mayataima Ahadre Lepisre Lebei. Lebe Kavri. Why did Rabbi Akiva move the Pesach of the Beis HaKvaros? The Gemara asks. That's how the Girsa is changed on the side in the Mesoras Shas. El Mandiam LeKohanim. Hachi Kamarlei. The Rabbi Akiva was saying the following. Either after the parentheses, either Kaasis Betoras Knasa. If you want to come get it as a Knas, Islach, then you can get it. V'Kaasis Betoras Chaluka Leslach. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva's objection to Rabbi Nazari taking Maaser Rishon was not that he was taking Maaser Rishon at all. You want to take Maaser Rishon because there was a Knas on the Levim and you're now taking it as part of that Knas, go ahead and take. But if you're going to take because you think you have a Chelek in that Maaser Rishon, that's not okay. And therefore, because he thought Rav Elazar ben Azari was taking it with the intention of having a Chelek in it, that's why he blocked it off. How do we know that the Levim Taka didn't go back in the days of Ezra? Where does it say that they didn't go back in the days of Ezra? Ezra says, I didn't find any Levim there. I was looking for Levim, I didn't find any Levim there. Originally, they only appointed Shotrim from the Levim. But now the Shotrim are appointed from Yisrael, because it says Shotrim are Rabim Roshechem, which is a reference to Yisrael, who are the Rabim. Yisrael are Rabim Milavim. They're always more Yisraelim than Levim. Now, what exactly happened over here with this Knas? What was the nature of the Dinda Raisa? And what exactly was the Knas? Is a major Machlokas Rishonim had to understand this. Tosfos over here writes that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argue whether the Knas means Tosfos asks Kasha. He says, you find in a lot of places in Mishnayos and Gemara that Levim got Maaser Rishon. And even the Tanaim and Amoraim, who were after the Knas of Ezra, Levim got Maaser Rishon. So how can you say that there was a Knas that Levim don't get Maaser Rishon anymore? So Tosfos says, no, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argue about the Knas as follows. Is the Knas on the Levim that they give Maaser Rishon also to Kohanim, or is it that they give it also to Aniyim? Also to Kohanim and also to Aniyim, or that they were Mafkil the Gamri giving Maaser Rishon to Levim, and they give it only to Kohanim, only to Aniyim? And that's telling him what the din is min HaTorah. According to Rabbi Akiva, the din min HaTorah is that Maaser Rishon can only be given to a Levi and not given to a Kohen. So then they came along and they made a Knas and they said, you know what? Now it can also be given to a Kohen. If the din min HaTorah was that it's only given to Levim, now we're saying, Levim, you're going to have to share some of that with Kohanim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, however, holds that min HaTorah, Kohanim have a chelik in Maaser Rishon, that even on a Daraisa level, Kohanim are allowed to get Maaser Rishon because Kohanim are called Levim. So the Knas was not that the Kohanim also get it. That's the din min HaTorah. Even before the Knas, that was the din. The Knas was that the Levim don't get it at all anymore. That it only goes to the Kohanim at this point. The Machlokas and the Gemara, if they give the Maaser Rishon to Aniyim or to Kohanim, is only within Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that Kohanim don't get a Chelik in Maaser Rishon min HaTorah. So once they made the Knas on the Levim, that Levim, you now have to share it with somebody, so now we have a Machlokas, who the Levim have to share it with. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that min HaTorah Kohanim get it, also min HaTorah Kohanim share it with Levim, and the Knas is just to take the din that already exists midaraisa, that you can give Maaser Rishon to Kohanim, and just make it that you don't give it to Levim, that you only give min HaTorah. You have options according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, either the Levi or the Kohen. So the Knas midrabanan was still do the din daraisa, but only take option B of giving it to Kohanim and not to give it to Levim. That is how Tosfos says. The Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam in the first parak of Meiser holds that Ezra made a knas on Levim that they don't get Meiser at all, and he gave it to Kohanim or to Aniyim, and that works both according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But the knas, how could he change a din min haTorah? And what happened in all the days of the Amorayim where apparently Levim did get Meiser Rishon? He says, yeah, that knas was not an everlasting knas. It was for the duration of the period of Bayasheni. And after Bayasheni was over, then it goes back to the original din. The Maaser Rishon was given to Levim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that means only Levim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it means both Kohanim and Levim. And wherever you find in the Gemara that Maaser is not given to the Levim, that was during Bayasheni. And wherever you find in the Gemara that Maaser is given to Levim, that's after the Zman of Bayasheni. The problem with the Rambam's Shita is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were Bezman of Churban. And the Gemara still says Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you come and take it as Knas, because unto hate. But if there was no Knas anymore, Bizman Achurban, the Knas was only so long as the Bayasheni was still around, so then what's going on over there? So it could be that happened earlier on in their lives, before the Churban of Bayis, because Rabbi Kiva lived at the end of the period of the Bayasheni, or it could be they were not Mevatel the Knas till sometime. It didn't happen that the Churban happened and then right away everything stops. Maybe it took a little bit of time before they were Mevatel the Knas. Okay, but I'll show them the Mishnah tomorrow.